Nevada closed session, correct?
Yes.
Make a motion to move out of closed session.
Second.
That motion is second, all in favor.
Aye.
Let's carry it.
Sorry, let me just keep it recorded now.
Yeah, I'll take it down.
There. Item number nine is to approve the minutes of the June meeting. I want you to present. Second.
Second.
And motion is second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I understand this motion to approve the June meeting.
No, they were 1700 south. They're done with that part.
Questions?
A motion that we go to the June 2026 check register.
And a motion, second.
Second. I'll give it to you.
All right, we have one minute, second, all in favor.
Aye.
That's what carries. Item number 11 is the Corbuckle Well protest.
So we had to go down to Salt Lake. Kenny, Chris, and myself with JUP, a guy named Don Barnett. We went against North Ogden. We don't won't have an outcome for weeks to months, I think, was their response.
That was a betting.
And yeah, it was pretty vague.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
We
were very well represented in this case. It was a,
I don't think North Ogden was expecting us to come, having done our work yet. And so it was pretty straightforward. Even as Don said, they were kind of right, but they were waving the white flag. And so I'm pretty sure we'll have a successful outcome of them.
Good. That would be awesome. Hopefully, yeah.
Definitely worth the investment to pay for Don, I think.
Yeah, Don and Chris, and everybody's time. I mean, we had three engineers, well, I guess Don's an engineer, geologist, then hydrologist. That was pretty good. That's just one guy. He has all those degrees. Yeah, Chris, and he had Brandon and Greg are full time in here. So we were pretty well represented in Fort Dog, just coming with not just, but a water attorney and their water department manager. So we came out swinging.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you had stuff to back it up, all those people.
Yeah, it was very good.
Compliance with the water management plan was already in place, which nobody knew was there until it started. We brought it forward. So by doing that, we didn't limit ourselves by coming up with an agreement where we do 600 gallons. We can actually do.
We asked for 1490.
1490, which the management plan allows us to do. So we need to use, get every bit of water that we can.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, guys. Acura going to all brother company.
Oh boy, it's been rough. Airstow Rail's been interested now with that contractor. That's been rough. It's not
good.
We've had to have several meetings. They got pretty intense. Just not getting progress. And they were shipping down June 15th, and the 27th now of July. That's not good. The pressure's on because we got to get it opened up for the fair and all that. This goes on.
How close are they to being?
They'll be close. Hopefully, they're staying to pay by Friday, but they'll still have some finish up. I told them they needed it open to get the turning lanes so the traffic could flow. They needed it done before the fair started. So hopefully, we'll see if that happens Friday. It may have to get into liquidated damages, you know.
What are the liquidated damages on
Thousand a
credit?
day.
1,000?
1,000 a day.
And how far over are they already?
What, 15? 40, 5, 40 something. It's 15 plus 47. Yeah, 15 plus 27, 52. About 50 grand worth. We've been working with them because I mean, you kick somebody off, you still get in, you've got to get all that going forward. So I don't really gain any momentum with that. You know what I mean? Especially with this scenario.
Yeah, I don't think kick them off. But finding that money at the end,
Yeah.
it is what it is. And
Right.
if they've been a pain
Yeah.
and you guys haven't seen the progress, it's one thing because it's just one after constant problem after another. But if you guys haven't seen it, you're out there all the time.
We have since the last one in the city come to support us. We've seen that jump. But that's the last week, 10 days. But it's been interesting.
Are they tied under the railroad tracks that are done?
No, that his company won't do that. That's with Barry and Nick's do that. We should start seeing that like about September 2nd, I think. Is that what I told you? September 2nd
Yes,
is the schedule for that.
so this company, when is their contract totally over? When they finish this,
This section
over
for the
this?
tracks.
Okay, and we don't have them anymore.
I hope not.
Okay,
I
so we'll have to pay.
our deal is that we have to take the lowest bidder. That may be something we need to look at. We did throw one out last year from some issues. The people before you had a little bit of heartache with that, but just because they're low, I think we need to look at quality as we go forward.
I mean, we all have budgets, and it's one thing if they're, half price. It's like we really have to look. But yeah, I'm all for it. As you know, in the work space right now, if they're close, you got somebody that's better. But we have to make sure it's legal how we do it to
Why
your
would that be
company.
illegal to use quality as part of the equation?
You can, and if in times of the essence, you might be able to be some of the procurement requirements. It's more of an emergency type situation.
But I know people have been sued for that from one because they
they
were the low bid and they
didn't.
didn't
Oh,
make
yeah.
it.
Well, the state procurement policy says that unless you have other data in that. So
Yeah,
we have to
yeah.
change it.
Craft the question. I mean, you can make experience part of it. It doesn't just have to be the lowest amount, but you have to state it in the bid documents from the center.
Maybe something we have to change. We haven't had to give up this year.
This group, they you might want to throw out that they might not be, might disqualify them in the future to bid on future projects if they don't get their act
That may be
together.
something the policy you put in that people who work for us, you'll be graded on your policy. And if you don't meet that marginal rating, you could potentially be disqualified from future bids.
So we'll look at that. The tank, the state's coming out tomorrow to do a walkthrough with us. We had some issues there. The tank from the 89 to the new tank, the two power wires, it's aluminum wire, it powdered out, meaning that whoever backfilled or whatever just backfilled it with native, which is rocks and whatever, broke the wires, it arced over, bad continuity between two hot wires. So it blew the breakers. So we're gonna have to replace, I don't know, what do you think, 20,000 feet of double hot wire?
How many?
1,000, probably.
Okay.
But what do you do?
Could you, I mean, you could obviously fix it,
Yeah,
but you're afraid
well,
if everything was filled with data, so you're going to have more issues.
I think we got to push next year to go from the new tank to the upper tank. We've got from the lower tank, we had to do it because we had to run over ground, over top, because it was It was just, we could isolate it too. What's happened is it blew the power. We went up there, couldn't figure it out, and then we started testing it. And we had continuity between two power wires, which makes no sense. Like, there should never be that.
Right.
So we just come to the conclusion that it sparked itself together just because it's had the coating. It's stripped buried, but the coating, we found the spots we tried to fix, but it's, I think it's all along the old trench.
So is this old wire?
Yeah, it's
Yes, I was
like
thinking.
seven, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I was thinking.
No,
Long drive. Yeah.
still, it's going to add some to the project and just start to plan and improve on that. But so that's going. They've talked about the railroad should go this September sometime, but it's been pretty busy for that. What else, Kenny, do we have for projects? The tank's the big one, takes a lot of
Yeah,
time.
I think. So you got the light man across the top of the rail going back to the wire. You got
We cut
safety
the,
wise, we're okay.
yeah.
Conduit or
It's a direct bury, so it's pretty good, you know what I mean? And
oh,
then
so you put a new one on just a direct bury and they close
just
to clean on top.
just on top of the ground.
So
So
it's coated good, direct bury on top for temporary.
Okay.
And then there'll be pulling. We put conduit in. You'll just see a cost there coming forward.
Okay. I just worry about safety wise.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Unless our it'll probably be a rock truck that chews through it. Because there's a lot of
Sorry
stuff there.
to interrupt you. That was just on the
Oh,
point.
no, you're. That's all some tank.
Well, if we get electricity through it and the SCADA wire, well, let's see what the state says tomorrow, but I mean, we're close. Like, it's always got water in it. We sent a diver in it last week. We thought we could see some cracking in it. And we sent a diver in there, and the contractor was good enough to do that. It was iron, is what we figured. Like, if you had your sunglasses on, it looked like the hole you could stick your finger in. It was a crack, we could only see. And then when you took your sunglasses off, it looked like it was protruding. So we're like, we gotta do something. So the contractor sent a diver in there. He walked the whole floor and swung around the walls and pillars. And he's got video. It's just, he goes like that and it goes away. But I think that water magnified it
Oh,
30
okay.
feet, you know what I mean? Couldn't tell what it really was. And there's water, it's holding water, at least up to a minimum. I think we're losing about 2,000 gallons a day through evaporation. What we're seeing. So I want to get it backfilled and see the state lets us go from there.
Okay. Water report then.
I think we're looking pretty good. You'll see a big, huge jump for July because I've got pretty well plenty of Weber Basin. Parts of off, but like we're looking good so far. We'll see how long this heat and dryness lasts.
Do something about the beef if you will.
Yeah.
Any questions? I have number four as staff and four fence.
First, I just want to say thank you, Chris and Matt, and all of the things that we've been through, all the support, just the references and resources, and just being supportive and doing everything that they have to get through all these messes and make it seem like another Tuesday. And appreciate it. And pretty fixed.
Thank you, guys.
First up, I'll get you. There's something over here. I was just impressed. I went through that on this shift. One was going to go positive. We've got a lot of confidence in the energy we're in. And then the having is going to be how about the distinguished plane sitting there? Very solid.
Once again, you guys do a great job. John, on your end, I feel very confident about the lawsuit moving forward or the potential. People don't understand how much it is for good record keeping and just
so that this guy can go here and just blow them out of the water constantly, just like you guys did with the well deal. Come prepared, and it's because you were prepared. I just can't emphasize that enough. We're old school, a lot of us. I don't send emails back and forth. We need to, so that if something happens, the right people can get a hold of us. So thank you for making this job a lot easier.
Terrible. I'm not old school. You looked at me.
You're right. I was going around the corner.
He was looking at me.
Yeah, just I know all of those things. Thank you. Yeah, I know I ask a lot of questions, but feel very confident in all of it. Appreciate the direction of the council.
Very cool. Ditto. Thank you. You made it too great. I appreciate all of you.
We have to blow up. We can go down there. How big was the water?
8 inch still.
8 inch. How big was the hole?
It's probably about the size of my phone, right on the bottom. The joint opened up.
Brand new roof.
Just made a mess for on the road.
Yeah.
Gonna be about $20,000 for that.
Was it really?
Well, by the time we mill it out, cut it, fill it, my Steven was happy to see us one day.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, they, well, the West Haven guy got there before I did. I called back and we're a little church.
I was.
On a Saturday. Did you change religion?
Well, there's stuff that happens on Saturdays there. I don't know, you might get baptized.
We had what, 5 or 6 guys out there.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Is the finish now where it's going to be? Or?
No, so we'll have to mill the repair on that damaged asphalt.
That was about an all-day job.
Yeah.
At least
I believe I got
probably enough
nine.
Yeah. So what did
cause
the leak?
It was the joint went bad, but that was still fine.
So it was nothing to do with all the new construction?
No, just a bad joint. Unfortunately, they didn't. I mean, we weren't too far away from a new tap. It would have been nice. They exposed that bad joint, making a new tap.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that asphalt was a lot of water. Anyway, good work, man. I would echo all of the comments with the good staff here. I have number 15 this morning to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Thank you. All in favor.
Stop everything. Oh, you found me? I bet that's who's on the lot. Who is this role?
Attorney.